Welcome to the Seymour Art Gallery in the heart of Deep Cove, North Vancouver. My name is Dr. Hilary Letwin, and I am the interim curator here at the gallery. It has been my pleasure to organize this exhibition, which you are about to see, entitled Ordinary Beauty, Prints by L. Lemoyne Fitzgerald from the Burnaby Art Gallery Collection. Ordinary Beauty runs from April 30th until June 7th. And has two special events, including a reception on Sunday the 4th of May from 2 until 4 p.m., and a lecture given by Ian Tom, Senior Curator at the Vancouver Art Gallery, on Sunday the 1st of June from 2 until 4 p.m. The Seymour Art Gallery is delighted to welcome you to this exhibition, which presents a selection of prints by the group of seven artists, L. Lemoyne Fitzgerald, on loan from the Burnaby Art Gallery. This exhibition includes a number of prints that Fitzgerald made as Christmas cards for friends and acquaintances, many of which feature views of nature and cityscapes. As you will see, Fitzgerald excelled at picturing ordinary beauty in extraordinary ways. The life of L. Lemoyne Fitzgerald. Lionel Lemoyne Fitzgerald lived from 1890 until 1956, and worked for much of his life as a professional artist in Winnipeg, Manitoba. By many accounts, he was a quiet and mild man. He served as the director of the Winnipeg School of Art, a position he held from 1929 until 1947. In the later part of his life, he traveled a number of times to the West Coast, including in the summers of 1942, 43, and 44, to Bowen Island in order to visit his daughter. In 1952, Fitzgerald received an honorary doctorate from the University of Manitoba. He died from a heart attack in 1956, and his ashes were spread in the fields of Snowflake, Manitoba. The Seymour Art Gallery, in addition to being indebted to the Burnaby Art Gallery for lending the prints for this exhibition, is also indebted to Fern Green, who knew Fitzgerald as a child and young adult. Fitzgerald and his wife were friends of Mrs. Green's family and would frequently come to stay at the Green Farm in Portage-la-Prairie, Manitoba. As a result of this close friendship, Mrs. Green has a number of photographs, letters, and other memorabilia about Fitzgerald, which she has generously lent to this exhibition. As can be seen in the two letters exhibited here, and in many more of Fitzgerald's surviving papers, he was an articulate and elegant writer. About Mr. Fitzgerald, Fern Green says, quote, "Because we were a family of six children, Mr. and Mrs. Fitzgerald slept in our hayloft and said they loved the smell of the hay. After they left, us children would plan to stay over in the loft, and then the mice and the birds would start twittering, and one by one we would sneak back to the house. I don't think we ever stayed the whole night." Lemoyne Fitzgerald's artistic development. The faculty of being able to see in their surroundings something beautiful, no matter how apparently ordinary they may be, is invaluable. This was a quote of Fitzgerald from a newspaper article in 1923, and this quote serves as the inspiration for this exhibition's title, Ordinary Beauty. From an early age, Fitzgerald was deeply influenced by John Ruskin's Elements of Drawings, continuing to work according to Ruskin's principles of color theory, even in his later paintings. Fitzgerald was deeply influenced not only by the prairie landscape of his home, but also by post-impressionist art, including that by Paul Cézanne, whose work he saw in New York on a trip to 1921-22, and that by Georges Seurat, whose work he studied on a second trip east in 1930. Fitzgerald was also highly influenced by the work of his contemporaries, including those in the Group of Seven. Fitzgerald joined the Group of Seven in 1932. About the group, Fitzgerald said in 1937, "During 1925, I held my first one-man show in the East at J.M. Dent & Sons Gallery in Toronto, which resulted in an invitation to send a painting to the next Group of Seven exhibition. To me, this was a most important development, as the members of the Group of Seven were making the first real successful effort to paint the Canadian scene without the aid of European spectacles. Having corresponded with Loren Harris and others, Fitzgerald finally met Harris in 1942 on a visit to Vancouver. About Fitzgerald's style, scholar Helen Coy has observed that, quote, Fitzgerald was not unique in his devotion to his environment. What set him apart was the environment itself, the Western Prairie. As will be demonstrated in this exhibition, over the course of his career, Fitzgerald's style became increasingly more abstract. About some of his later works, and especially relevant to some of the prints in this exhibition, Fitzgerald writes, I wanted to find out more about color and composition, have done endless drawings in black and white. Lemoyne Fitzgerald's prints. The prints in this exhibition, which have been generously lent by the Burnaby Art Gallery, are either individual prints made by Fitzgerald or are one of his annual Christmas cards, which he sent from 1924 until 1947. Rather than employing religious imagery on his cards, he created simple scenes taken from his familiar environment, such as trees and the view from his window. About these things, Fitzgerald said in 1941, quote, the seeing of a tree, a cloud, an earth form always gives me a greater feeling of life than the human body. I really sense the life in the former, and only occasionally in the latter. I rarely feel so free in social intercourse with humans as I always feel with trees. These annual prints that Fitzgerald made were usually monochromatic, that is, in black ink against a white background. Fitzgerald missed only 1 year in 1931 when he was battling pneumonia. As is true of many included here, most of these prints were devoid of bustle and people, and instead were the embodiment of stillness and calm. Fitzgerald began making prints in 1922 at the relatively late age of 32 when he was working for a brief time in New York City at the Art Students League. This trip to New York marks a significant change in his approach to drawing and likely also led to his new interest in printmaking. While Fitzgerald worked mainly as a painter, his prints bear a different, more sparse appearance, in part due to their being monochromatic. However, even in his paintings, including one of his most famous, called Doc Snyder's House, now at the National Gallery of Canada, his love of drawing trees is very evident. For his prints, Fitzgerald produced primarily lino cuts and dry points. A lino cut print is a print made from a linoleum block with cutting tools. A dry point is made when the artist draws directly onto a metal plate with a steel needle. Ink then fills the carved lines and transfers to the paper to produce a print. We hope you will enjoy this exhibition of Lemoyne Fitzgerald's work and mementos about his life. The curator is delighted to offer free 20-minute talks about every exhibition at the Seymour Art Gallery every Thursday at noon. The Seymour Art Gallery gratefully acknowledges the financial support of the City of North Vancouver, the District of North Vancouver through the Arts Office, the Province of British Columbia, and our business, family, and individual members. We look forward to seeing you on your next visit to the Seymour Art Gallery.